Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
They both ran the red light as he chased him down, and she said that they cut off down some side street.
Yeah, Steph sent us a video of somebody she knows saw a road rage incident, and the guy looked to be a real fucking moron running out in the middle of traffic. Did he get dragged by the truck?
That's what I thought.
He got knocked down, though.
No, not at all. And she said she saw them flipping each other off. They were flipping each other off, and they were screaming. And then whenever they got, the one dude was in the turn lane, that's when he jumped out. And he came barreling up to the dude in the truck, and he was like, you want to, whatever, what did he say?
You want to settle this?
Yeah, you want to settle this, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the dude in the truck started pulling away, and then the motherfucker guy jumped back in his car, started chasing him. They both ran the red light, and then they cut down a side street.
Idiots.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. I decided that I'm not going to flip people off anymore or honk.
Thank God they defunded the police, though, so there's no police there to.
Yeah, that's good.
Dude, we dropped my boss. She took a stand at work. She was like, I don't care if people come in here and they don't want to wear this mask. I don't give a crap. So everybody took a vote. So if you come in there and you say you don't want to wear a mask, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fine. No problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I'm not going to have any choice in a couple of weeks, if that long, because we're all going to go back into lockdown. You all know this, right? Every concert that you bought a ticket to for the next 4 months, you might as well just sell it now, because you're not going to that show and you're not going to be going. But we're not going back to the movies, and we're not going to baseball games, and the football season will be crowdless again. So just get ready for it. And don't worry. That's what's going to happen.
Thanks for this harbinger. You're like the harbinger of bad news.
Harbinger of sorrow. Yeah.
Well, it figures because Tiger King just got his sentence restructured. So that's what did it, I think.
Is he getting out of jail?
Well, they've nullified his sentence so that they can re-sentence him. So he'll probably get time served and be out. So, okay. Yeah.
Well, there's this guy on TikTok that plays Joe Exotic in Las Vegas, on Las Vegas Boulevard, like, you know, downtown.
Uh-huh.
Like a street performer. He looks and sounds exactly like him.
Really?
A Vegas Joe Exotic on TikTok. You should follow him.
Does he give money to straight guys to be his lovers?
Yeah.
The toothless straight dudes. Yeah, I fucked him to get the truck. I'm married, but I fucked a guy for a couple years to get a truck.
This guy is dead on perfect. The best I've seen of anybody doing Joe Exotic.
Damn.
Well, going along with that, though, I'd like to say get well, Tim Allen, because he caught the vid, as he told us in the Radio Shack.
Get well, man. Get well.
So get well, Tim Allen.
Do we know what variant he caught?
I don't know.
He said it's the Delta.
How do they know?
Because he went to the hospital.
Yeah, I know. Or it looks like the Delta of me could be the Epsilon.
Both of his parents were vaccinated, and they both got it.
Mm-hmm. That's sad.
His dad got pretty sick, but not hospital sick, I don't think. But his mom had no symptoms at all.
As you're seeing on the screen right now, the flashing thing that says get vaccinated, that Dustin is going to put up, that says get vaccinated, and a link to where you could find out how to get vaccinated. I will say this. What's the point of getting vaccinated? We're still going to get the fucking cold.
Well, you probably won't die.
Yeah, okay, great.
That's still the point.
Okay, good. Well, let's hope. And let's hope that nothing terrible happens, since we're talking about it, but I don't want to talk about it anymore because I don't want us to get taken down.
No, I don't think it's that. We have better things to talk about.
spreading misinformation. Oh, ah. I want to spread misinformation. That's, you know, the lady that used to call 522, what was it? 555-1212.
Misinformation.
Information, can I help you? Yes, spread. Yeah, okay. We don't even know what she looks like. What if she was hot? You know, the reason I decided I'm no longer going to do flipping people off. Did I tell you guys this last time? I some dude in a little hot rod, you know, no muffler, whatever, cut out three lanes. He came over and cut me off. And I honked my horn at him and I flipped him off. And he went up the street, turned around, did a U-turn in the middle of Lawrenceville Highway, came back, slowed down. He was wearing a balaclava, you know, the whole head covering. And he made this motion at me. And I just laughed.
You might be able to make that happen.
Yeah, but then I got scared and I decided, you know, you know what? I saw Unhinged and I don't.
Right.
Yeah, that movie was stupid, by the way. But
it was. But the point of it and the lesson learned.
Yes.
It was in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, it was in Atlanta they shot
that?
Didn't look like Atlanta. Where'd they shoot it?
They shot it in Atlanta.
I did not know that. I thought I did not know. It didn't look like Atlanta to me, but who knows? But the woman in Unhinged was stupid. I mean, she was just really, really stupid.
Oh, yeah.
And that, you know, anyway, and I appreciate Russell Crowe finding roles for himself now that he can't stop eating. But anyway, don't flip people off.
Don't make eye contact. Don't even look at them. I pretend like people don't even exist. Yeah, I don't even know.
Best way to be. Best way you won't get shot.
I'm telling you, if I ever get shot, it's not because I didn't mind the fuck out of my business. I mind my business so hard. I mean, people could just be dropping dead all around me. I wouldn't even know.
See, you got to be careful. You know, since I got vaccinated and I kissed Gil on the forehead, look what happened. Come on, Dad, let's watch some Benicio del Toro movies. No, that's not true. This is, of course, the Red Box Troll. Thank you, Chad Shepard. Should mass produce those and they'd all be in my basement. What else do we have to talk about tonight? Lots of things to talk about tonight. I sat on a rat the other night that scared the shit out of me. We had pillows on a park bench that's in our carport, and I sit out there and smoke my fake cigarettes, which is the IQOS, the heat stick system. IQOS, free plug to the people at Philip Morris who are putting these things out. You don't light it. It doesn't catch on fire, but it heats it up, and it's not like vape, and it doesn't taste like, you know, apple fart juice or, you know, blueberry menthol aloe vera that the kids love. The kids love all the sweet banana, chocolate, whatever kind of flavors. I like the taste of a disgusting cigarette because that's just who I am. And but these things, they get you through the day. And they are cheaper than cigarettes. But anyway, I was sitting down and I heard this little and I got up and the fucking thing ran, just jumped up and ran. And it scared me.
How big of a rat was this?
It wasn't very big. It wasn't like a big sewer rat, but it was a rat. I could tell it was a rat. The one my neighbor's cat caught and left on our porch after Mike TV was petting it. That one was bigger.
Where are these rats coming from?
Well, it's the woods. And, you know, when you
rats don't just live in the woods, Tim.
Well, there's a pond nearby, and it's the woods, and people have garbage. So we have all sorts of critters. We got the trash pandas, and we've got the opossums.
Oh, fine. But garbage, yes, I see. But Dustin, you can tell us, right? You're not called out to the woods to get rats very often, are you?
Well, for the record, I'm not called out to get rats at all. But,
okay, good.
But most of the time it's construction. Most of the time now in Georgia, it's construction that leads everything migrating in. So if you've got a new house being built anywhere within a half a mile of you, expect aardvarks, possums, raccoons.
I'm not getting anywhere near an aardvark. I don't want the black plague. That's what they spread. You get the plague from them anyway.
Bubonic plague. Yeah.
Yeah. Bubonic plague. Well, I don't know where the rat came from, but he left. And
you,
I haven't
you need to draw a picture of it like Dr. Seuss.
A rat in the hat?
Yeah, the rat under the mat.
Rat in the pillow.
The rat on the mat.
Yeah.
Maybe he wanted to be on the podcast.
Yeah, sure. You wanted to talk about Ratatouille. What else is going on in my life? Well, you know, we're just doing our thing. Our son is now officially 2 months old. Can you believe that?
Wow. No, gosh. Time has flown.
We're doing tummy time. He's rolling over. He's making those, you know, sounds now that are cute. That balance out the screaming.
He's not screaming as much though now, is he?
No, not really. Just the typical stuff. I mean, he's not all night. But he's making those cute little sounds. And today we were doing bicycle kicks, so he would fart. And I was singing Queen, you know, Bicycle Race, and he was laughing. So it's fun. It's fun. And Caitlin's kick ass, really good, doing really good with the mommy stuff. And we're balancing it out. So it's good stuff. I love having him around. I never thought I would have a child, and I'm so happy that I do.
Aw, I'm happy for you, Tim.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
What's that?
No, I said, sure. It's cool to see you.
You got three of them.
Four.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
It just keeps getting better. I mean, it'll graduate to other things. You know, you'll be playing with G.I. Joes and firecrackers before you know it.
Doesn't matter what toys he chooses or she, whatever. It doesn't matter what they decide when they are ready to make that decision for themselves.
You'll be working at Atlanta Pizza in Euro before you know it.
Yeah.
I will. The way radio's going, I'll be working there. Hey, Mike, give me a job. Come see the aging retired radio guy who's making pizzas in the back. I would gladly do it though, because he's a nice guy. And I like the food there.
Maybe you can drive the food truck.
I would love to do that. I can drive a big truck. I can't drive. You don't want me to drive. I can barely drive my Nissan without running into shit.
I'll drive it around. You make the pizzas.
All right, I'll make the pizzas. You drive it around. But I'm a terrible, terrible driver. I don't know why. I just get progressively worse. I can't back out of it, out of our driveway without like, oh, am I lined up between these trees? No.
Yeah, your driveway is rough because there's shit on both sides. I always look at my camera when I'm backing out of your driveway because I'm afraid I'm going to hit your tree.
Yeah. I have a backup camera and I can't look at it because I don't trust it.
You guys are both invalids.
Yeah.
It's very easy to back out of your driveway. My God.
No.
Not Tim's driveway.
No. And at night, I can't see shit.
I used to drive a 15-passenger van with like 8 screaming, mentally challenged people in the back beating the shit out of each other down the freeway.
That's a premise we can't explore. Now, if podcasts, it was the 90s and we were doing a podcast, we'd have lots of...
It's still a fact. It's a fact, but I'm saying to me.
I would have, in those days, you know, elaborated on maybe what they might have said to you in doing it.
Yeah. Steph took it one of their guys' baseballs.
No, we can't even do that. That was a funny movie. I know what you're referencing. Yes. Franks and Beans, as they say that movie. Franks and Beans. That's the extent of my
impression. I wish that was all I was dealing with was Franks and Beans. My God.
No, you probably dealt with an awful lot.
I got chairs and bites and hair rips and shit like that.
So it was like the Geraldo show.
Yeah, it could be fun. Sometimes it was fun. You know, we go roller skating sometimes. That was fun. But then, you know, maybe somebody would steal food off somebody's plate or they'd steal a pipe from the bathroom. I mean, and then we'd get kicked out.
Any of them ever masturbate into a milk carton?
No, but they did used to fuck a mattress.
Oh, you did a lot. Everybody's done that. Every boy has done that. You
put it in between the box spring and the top?
Well, if you have a fleshlight.
But well, yeah, I mean, but not at Costco, Tim.
Not at Costco. No, I did that at IKEA and they threw me out.
That's why Tim's not allowed back at the original mattress factory.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the new mattress factory. No, I knew a guy that he doesn't live in Atlanta anymore. But when I moved here, he worked at a place and there was a guy there who used to masturbate into the milk cartons.
And, yum.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was finished drinking the milk.
We didn't have as much of that. We, you know, some of the guys that I work with, they were higher functioning. And I remember one guy, you wouldn't even have known that he was until he said, and he was a black gentleman. He was an African-American gentleman. Sure. When he would start saying, my father is an N-word, when he would say that.
Yeah.
There was no turning back. He was going to start just tearing shit up and going crazy.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So anytime he'd say that, you'd be like, no, Kevin, no, no.
Is that his name?
His name was Kevin, yes. But okay. No, last he would say that about his father and the N-word.
He's like the
name.
Dave Chappelle character, the blind racist guy.
Yes. He did it at a Tigers game once. So he's sitting there and he's peeling peanuts. And the person who sat in front of him had a hood on. he's chucking the peanut shells in this person's hood through like the, until the hood is full, right?
So the guy puts his hood on. That's great.
So the guy flips his hood up and there's all these peanut shells falling all over him. He's like, what the fuck? And he stands up. And like I said, Kevin looks very normal. And then Kevin just called him an N-word. He was a white man. Kevin started calling him an N-word, started calling everybody an N-word. And then people were very confused as to what to do.
Because I would say in that situation, just let it pass.
It was, well, because everybody, you know, the staff are like, he has a problem. We're working with, please understand. And they were, most people understood. Some people were like, you better get him the hell out of here because everybody's sick of this shit.
Yeah, I could see that. But on the other hand, I don't like that thing. Get him out of here. They're making noise or they're bothering me. You know what? You have to learn to deal with it, because in our society now, you have to learn. It's not like the 70s where people just shut everybody that was different up into a room. And every once in a while, they'd lug them out and take them to someplace, you know, at the mall.
Yeah,
and,
no. I'm not talking about like that, Tim. I'm talking about
I know
perfectly enunciated. Fuck you. N-word.
Yeah, I know.
Hard R as hard as he could.
I know what you're saying, but back when we were younger, that's what they did. It was like, you know, it was like, oh, don't look, don't say anything. Now it's just normal to see everybody of all different stripes out in public. So, all right. Let's take a left turn here away from all these weird topics.
It all off. Leave it on the floor. Don't put that in.
No. Leave it in, because we weren't insensitive. We're very sensitive to everybody, and like I said, it is 2021. Let's see. Hey, I want to thank Zach Lamplaw, who is our most recent guest on Radio Labyrinth Presents Interviews. Zach, of course, is the co-writer and the director of 15 Things You Didn't Know About Bigfoot. Number one will shock you, and I hope that everybody enjoyed that interview and took the time to watch that movie. And I know you have to pay for it wherever you find it, but it's worth it because it's independent film shot right here in Georgia. And the cast has a lot of people from right here in Atlanta and in the state in the film. So it's worthwhile view. And we all liked it.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
And he was a fun interview. Now I do apologize. I was a little forgetful, a little sleepy, but that's okay. You know, hey, I'm a father. But no, it was fun. And I got to thank who posted something on Instagram about our show with a very good description of our show that I never even thought of. You know, maybe I joked about it or said something like that, but it was really nice. And I don't know how we ended up there. Do you guys?
No.
Not even
at all.
No.
It was a broadcasting school in Dayton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that posted it, and they got it from a guide to podcasts.
Okay,
we're obviously listed in.
Yeah. Where's the description? Now I can't find it because I'm crazy here with all my notifications and everything. Okay, it's ICB Dayton. So like you said, it's a school, and it says podcasts to note in TV and film. So they're talking about podcasts that discuss television and film, and we're recommended. It says Radio Labyrinth, a pop culture radio show disguised as a podcast. I love that. Hosted by three, sometimes four Gen Xers, Radio Labyrinth talks TV, radio, film, books, and podcasts. I like that. That's a good description, and I appreciate it. You know what? It's been so long since we've been doing the show. I might have even written that years ago, but I don't know. Don't remember. So that's all that's going on in my life, really. Just, you know, just living day to day, watching a lot of TV, watching a lot of things on YouTube. Oh, before I'll tell you about one more thing. I have been sucked into this YouTube vortex that I can't escape. And every night I watch it, it's these compilation videos of television show intros, all from the same year, whether they're debuted or they're like the ABC lineup. And it's amazing to see all this stuff. And it was funny. My wife said, why are you watching this? Isn't that for old people? And I said, I'm an old person. And that is true.
You are old. I mean, compared to her.
Oh, yeah, that's true. She doesn't get AARP mail. I get AARP mail. Right. But it's like all these shows, it'll be like all the new shows from 1977 or all the new shows from 1979. And then the writer strike year, which was 80-81. And
it's like a visual version of that old TV guide with the fall preview.
Visual. And you see all these people in there that ended up on shows, but hadn't quite yet. So Scott Baio is in seven or eight of these. failed pilots or shows that didn't last very long before he made it to Happy Days. He's on one with Linda Goodfriend, who was Richie's girlfriend and then wife the last two seasons. For some reason, she was on the last season of Happy Days, but he wasn't. I can't explain that. I don't remember what the explanation was for that. They weren't divorced or anything. They were married.
He was in the army or something, and then she was stayed home.
That's right. And then he got drafted. He was in Korea or Vietnam. Hey, I deferred. So that's a lot of fun. That's pretty freaking awesome. So, Steph, what were you going to talk about? You had said something about besides the road rage incident. You have a stalker?
Oh no. So there's this homeless man. That if you bet you Michael Thornton, who is one of our listeners and he lives in Snowville, I'm sure he's seen him. Mm-hmm. He's always on Sugarloaf and he just makes like a circle. In the wintertime, they let him sleep in the vestibule at the Publix. Okay. But then in the summertime, they kick him out during the day and he hangs out at the bus stop all day long. So he's an old guy, right? And I've heard tale this and that. One time I tried to give him a donut at Publix and he said, no, I'm watching my calories. I was like, okay. And so nobody knows really where he sleeps. I think he sleeps at the Salvation Army, which is down the road. And anyway, this is something that it has been gnawing at me. I see him out. It's hot. He's got the sun beating on him. And every day I'll be like, all right, I'm going to stop and give this guy a cold water. Then I'm like, but what if he thinks, you know, and blah, 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 and whatever. So the other day I stopped at Brewster's to get an ice cream because they have Grand Central Station back again.
Mm-hmm. I see
and
that.
So I'm asking the kid, because the kid has the vantage point of him across the street, the bus station. I said, the old guy, the bus stop. And he was like, yeah, he's been here around here for years. And I said, I mean, do you know what his deal is? Like, whatever. And he goes, well, you know, that's something you would need to do. You would need to have that one-on-one conversation with him and find out, you know, that's what you got to do. And this is like an 18-year-old kid. And he was just so fucking shaming me into going over there and talking to this homeless man. And I said,
while you're eating your ice cream in front of him.
Here's a quarter.
I didn't do that. So what I did was I parked in the Publix parking lot and I ate my ice cream. And then I drove over. Uh-huh. And I just walked over to him. He's just sitting there and he kind of talks to himself and stares off in the sky and all this other shit. And I've even called the cops before. Like, is there somebody that'll come and help him? Like, will somebody go take him somewhere? I mean, Jesus Christ, he's baking in the sun. So I go up to him and I said, hello. And he goes, hello. And I said, I see you around a lot. And I was just wondering, do you need any help? And he goes, no. I said, are you sure? I mean, because like it'll be hot and I see you out here. I'm like, do you have a place to sleep tonight? He goes, yeah. And I said, okay, well, I mean, I was just wondering, because if you need help, I mean, I wouldn't mind giving you some help. He goes, I'm working on it. And I said, okay, well, nice talking to you. Basically, he did not want my fucking help. I think he's very happy sitting at that bus stop all day. And I started thinking to myself, maybe I'm the one who needs help. I think maybe he's got it all figured out. He's not doing shit. He's just lugging this bag from Publix to this bus stop. And he's happy as a clam until some bitch comes up to him, some self-righteous whatever do-gooder.
Good for you.
With ice cream in the corners of her mouth. Begging.
Yeah, I need some help. Could it be a hand job?
And then when you leave, he gets in his brand new 2020 Mercedes-Benz and drives home.
Yep.
To his mansion.
Well, I was thinking more like he looked to his left and went, hey, did you see that lady? She just tried to tell us.
she just tried to get me to bone her. And I was like, no, get out of here. So anyway, so this has been something, it has bothered me for months. And I'm like, you piece of shit, just stop and ask this man if he needs some help. And I did. And he doesn't want my fucking help.
I want your fucking help.
Doesn't like, need it.
The bag lady in our town, she wasn't homeless, but she was a bag lady. She just wandered around crazy. And Jeff gave her wax lips once. She threw them on the ground. She didn't want his wax lips.
She looked like she could use some wax lips.
I don't know why you tried to offer her wax
lips. Who wants wax lips and to begin with?
Yeah, you didn't even say anything. You just went, here. She took him and threw him on the ground and walked away muttering to her. What was her name? You remember?
I can't remember.
Yeah, they called her the bag lady.
All right, I feel so much better.
Teresa? Was it Teresa?
Yes, it was. That was the name, Teresa the bag lady.
At least I didn't try to give him some gum cigarettes.
No, not even gum cigarettes. Wax lips.
That's what I'm saying.
Most useless wax of all of
them. Man, where'd you find these?
It's not even candy. I think I got them for Halloween or something.
Yeah, those crap you'd get for Halloween, or you'd get it in your Easter basket. Oh, you can't even eat this shit. What am I supposed to chew on it?
What did you think she was going to do with it, Jeff?
Well, you know, I thought she could use it instead of lipstick.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, the lipstick she used was those little Avon samplers, those little white things with the screw top. You put it on like this.
So whenever she's trying to look a little bit more hot,
yeah,
an extra bowl of soup, she puts the lips on, she's goes into the soup kitchen.
So she wouldn't have to get the fillers and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, back then when you wanted Botox, you had to wait for your soup can to explode.
Oh, God. We need to open a shelter, Jeff.
Wax lips.
Wax everybody lips gets
and ice,
everybody ice cream and wax lips.
Yeah. Hey, the homeless, if you need some wax lips and ice cream.
Your lips get cold, don't worry about it. You got wax lips.
We got you. If you need some whatever the hell, some white lady crying about how she wants to help you on the side of the road.
You could call it, we're working on it.
I'm working on it.
Hey, coming up this Wednesday, we have another guest, a very famous person that Jeff and Steph locked in for us, or Steph locked in for us, I believe. And you guys did the interview. Tell us about who you interviewed and what is he talking about?
Jeff, go for it.
It's Jordan R. Coleman, who was on our favorite show, Snowfall.
Okay. Fatback, right?
He played Fatback.
Yeah, no spoilers.
We kind of gave some spoilers during the interview, but...
Got killed. Got stabbed. Sorry, but not on that show yet. He hasn't been killed on the show that he's on now.
No, he's on Physical now.
Yes.
And he said he's coming up in another episode before the end of the season, so... Mm-hmm.
So he got a recurring role, which I think you said you watched him on there too, didn't you, Tim?
Yeah, I'm all caught up on it.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
Yeah, he's very funny doing the surfer guy voice.
And that's why I told him, I said, they should absolutely make like a spinoff.
Oh, yeah.
With you as the surfer guy. And then even
it's just his shop or whatever. And it just the goings on at his surf shop. I would love the hell out of that.
It'd be a great comedy. They could make it like an 80s style comedy, you know, with the laugh track and the cast of characters. And
absolutely. And
we'll talk more about that show and what we watch, but that show is really, really well done. I don't know who's doing it or who wrote it or directed it or anything like that, but it is
talking about Physical on Apple TV Plus. Yeah,
that's right. So
and we'll if I could kick myself at all, like it was a fun interview. He's so fun to talk to and everything, but if I could kick myself at all, we didn't even really talk about Physical that much, honestly.
No. Sure, we did a little. I mean, he only had a bit part so far.
True. But I'm saying, like, if anybody was stumbling upon the interview and they'd never watched it, I mean, we could have asked him, so tell us what Physical's about. Yeah. Nobody even knows what the fuck it is.
Did he have a good time? Did he enjoy?
He did. He sent me a message and he said, thank you guys so much. I had a blast. You made it easy. You made it so easy. And he can't wait to see it when it comes out.
And I hope we get as many views for that one as we've had for Scott Ryan from Mr. In Between. Holy shit, we're almost at 4,000.
Yeah.
Which big is deal.
Pretty big deal for us. Pretty, pretty big deal for us. And let's get some of those other videos up that high, okay? I mean, Zach Lamplaw, he deserves 4,000 views.
Yeah, people have been watching his series for 3 years, and they're devastated that it's over.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
I mean, I've noticed that a lot of these people are from all over the world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot from, like, Germany and Australia, New Zealand.
Yep. Speaking of which, I mean, he was in Australia, and then in 2 weeks, we have an interview with a guy in New Zealand, but we'll tell you about that later. Everybody, why don't you go to our social media and follow us if you're not following us. It is at @radio_labyrinth on Twitter, Radio Labyrinth on Facebook, and of course, we have the Radio Labyrinth Radio Shack, which is where you can really, you know, have fun with the you know, the other listeners, the other radios.
Zuck is watching.
Yes, Zuck is watching. Be careful. Jeff is always getting in trouble for making jokes. And we also have, of course, you know, if you're watching this on YouTube, you know, but if you're listening and you want to watch us, you can go to YouTube. Dustin does a great job with these videos. It's youtube.com/Radio Labyrinth Podcast. Please subscribe, even if you're not a person who watches podcasts. Because we
can just... if you just walk by a computer, like at your mom and dad's house, just log on and subscribe real quick.
Yeah, we're shooting for 1,000. That's our goal. We have two Instagram at Radio Labyrinth and then at what?
Radio Labyrinth, Radio Labyrinth
presents.
Let's take a little break and we'll come back with some latest news and shit. Atlanta Pizza in Euro in Conyers, Georgia. Did I say that right? Conyers, Georgia?
Yeah. Oh, it's Conyers.
Yeah, it's that's Dustin. That's what you call home. That's where you call home. And home is where you hang your pizza. You see, I'm a little bit tired, but you know, that pizza will revive me. I plan on going out there very, very shortly. And you should go out there if you live in the Atlanta area. And even if you don't, if you live in like Alaska, you should order one. Maybe I'll ship it to you. It is our favorite family owned and operated restaurant. And they have so many fans in the metro Atlanta area and all around the globe. People come all the way from Pennsylvania to eat there. They're gyros. Gyros, generously tough pizzas, Greek salads, subs, Greek and Italian dishes are the best anywhere around. Just ask their loyal customers the next time you visit. By the way, they have free Wi-Fi if you want to check your AMC stock while you're in there. Dine-in and takeout available. Hours are Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturday from 12 to 9. Closed on Sundays. You can visit them online at atlantapizzaeuro.com and find them on Facebook where you can get specials and updated information about events and things that are going on out there. Mike Hall is as a class act dude. We love him and we've done a couple live shows out there. We did our last appearance out there, our end of the COVID, hopefully, get together. And we look forward to sometime in the fall, late summer, early fall, doing a full live recorded show out there, maybe around Dragon Con time if we can work it out. So
I wanted to bring out his new fancy food truck.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Go out to a field.
His food truck is going to be on the road soon and hopefully somewhere near us.
Yeah, maybe we could do it in my backyard.
Yeah.
I don't want to. My house. I didn't say that out loud, did I? No. So, guys, check it out. Atlanta Pizza in Euro.
And we're back.
That was a good one, Jeff. We haven't had a good one like that in a long, long time.
Hey, strong.
Dustin, I wanted to ask you, where are we on what we should rewatch poll?
We're at a three-way tie right now.
What, like 4-4-4?
We were a tie with Snatch and The Fifth Element.
Oh, I love that movie.
You too.
I've seen it and still
Midnight Run as well.
Why don't we table Midnight Run? Because that's a good one. And we can do that anytime. Why don't we just decide on The Fifth Element and then we'll figure out when we do it?
That'll work.
You guys down with that?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. We'll make we'll discuss how to make the gravy off or whatever.
Steph, you have to dress in the Lilu costume.
Multipass.
Lilu Multipass. I'm going to dress as the big guy who comes down or, you know, the big robot thing, whatever.
I'm going to be the lady with the crap in her gut that they kill.
Yeah.
The opera singer.
Oh, the opera singer. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Chris Tucker.
Ruby Red. Or
Ruby Rod.
All right. So let's just decide on The Fifth Element. And so be on the lookout for that. All right, let's do some news and shit. So what's going on in the world right now? I want to talk about it, and we'll talk about it. And I want you guys to jump in and talk about it as well. First things first, Melrose Place actors are going to reunite on Fox for the new Fantasy Island series. Now, at first I thought, I can't believe they're redoing Fantasy Island. You don't have Mr. Rourke. You don't have Tattoo, the little person who was so funny on the original show. But I watched the trailer for it and it actually looks pretty good. Have you guys checked it out?
Mm-mm. I haven't watched the trailer.
I saw that they're doing the reboot, but I haven't seen the trailer yet.
How about you, Dustin?
No, the last thing I saw was the horrible horror movie they tried to make out of it.
Yeah, I didn't watch that either.
That was awful.
And I expected that to be awful. But the the show is coming back and it's going to be in August. I think August 10th at 9 p.m. it premieres on Fox. You have Laura Lytton, Josie Bassett, Daphne Zuniga are all getting back together, and they're not going to play their characters, but I think it's sort of an homage to the first regular season episode of Fantasy Island, the original series, because Fantasy Island started out as two TV movies. And then they got the green light for the pilot. I mean, the green light for a season. It ended up running for quite a while. I think 7 seasons, maybe. And I think they're kind of going to do an homage to that. And I thought that was pretty interesting because that first episode, listen to this cast list of the first, very first regular season episode of Fantasy Island. In addition to Hervé Villechaize and Ricardo Montalban, you had Robert Alda, who was Alan Alda's father. Jim Backus, for some reason, you know, Mr. Magoo and Mr. Ho. Ronnie Cox. You guys know Ronnie Cox, right?
We met him one time.
Yeah, you and I did meet him. We went and watched him play banjo and guitar at a little house show, which I'll never forget. That was such a fun night. Seeing Ronnie Cox, you know, the guy from Deliverance and Beverly Hills Cop and Total Recall. And
RoboCop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was always respect. You just crossed the line, buddy boy. Pamela Franklin, Anne Jeffries, Michelle Lee. You guys know Michelle Lee. She was on Knott's Landing for years. Sue Lyon. You guys know who Sue Lyon played most famously. She is most famous for this role. Sue
Dallas.
No. Sue Lyon, L-Y-O-N.
Mm-hmm. She didn't chew J.R.?
No, I'll tell you, she's in a movie, and I am the protagonist of this film.
Oh, she was Lolita.
Yes, she was. And her mother was Shelley Winters. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Now that I see her as an adult, of course, I recognize her from other films. The Desi Arnaz is and Lucille Ball's daughter. What was her name? Lucy Arnaz, was that her name? Anyway, I have a bad memory, but it was Desi Arnaz. Anyway, so the stories were interesting. There were two interweaving stories, and it was your typical Fantasy Island one-hour show. A lot of TNA in it for, you know, the fellows. Some mysticism in it with Mr. Rourke. You never knew what he was. But you can watch all the old episodes on Tubi. I'm not getting paid to talk about Tubi, but Tubi's a fun little channel, and you can watch them if you don't mind watching some shitty commercials. But, you know, I'm gonna watch this show, I think. You guys going to check it out?
Yeah, I'll give it a chance.
If Fantasy Island was real, what would your fantasy be if you could go there? Because, you know, there was always a moral to the story, so you can't, you know, go asking for free shit.
I
want Steph to leave me alone when I'm trying to panhandle on the park bench by Publix.
I'm going to help you.
What if you feed us? What is Jeff Leboff on? Jeff Leboff is coming here to panhandle without being bothered by his friends today. He's always trying
these to help. Wax lips.
You want wax lips? Let me do a magic trick. Very, very good tattoo. Jeff, no wax lips. I think you learned a lesson this time.
Wax lips, everyone. Wax lips.
The wax lips.
Spare no expense.
The lips. The lips. The lips, the lips. Steph, what would yours be?
On an island? Ooh, what would
my gotta go to Fantasy Island? Remember,
you're let's see. I'm in an outfit that doesn't trap hair, and I'm surrounded by all kinds of dogs, and they don't ever stink or smell. It's just all the amazing parts of that. And there's ice cream breaks. Every hour on the hour, I get ice cream. The dogs get ice cream. And yeah. And then I'm just kind of like laying in bed with a bunch of dogs.
Do you think they still enjoy the dogs and the ice cream, Mr. Rock, my boss?
Yeah.
She said that she might bite off more than she can chew. That they might not smell and they might not bark. They like ice cream, but they also like to fuck.
Gross. No, they're all neutered or spayed.
That doesn't stop them from fucking.
All lactose intolerant and
yeah, that's right.
Terrible diarrhea after the first ice cream.
That's the ironic twist.
It's doggy ice cream. It's not going to hurt them.
They're still they're meat intolerant. Dustin, what would yours be?
I would be a PA in the 60s on Star Trek. But a PA? I would just work on the set, as you know, and it would be a dream job where everyone would come to me for all their, you know, hey, can you run get me this? Can you run get me that? I know it sounds like demeaning.
I asked for cream, damn it.
that's what it would be. It would be just me being able to provide small treats for the cast of the original Star Trek.
So what kind of treats did he bring to them?
Let's just say that you have to watch out for Mr. Sulu.
Oh my, look at that Snickers bar.
There's some more milk carton business going on here, Dustin.
Please, Dustin is your name. Please get me some cream for my
coming up, Mr. Sulu.
Hello, Dustin. Let's see you naked. I did karate. I was also Kato. Anyway.
My God, he was beautiful, though. He didn't even have any pores.
Dude, he was a handsome. He's still a handsome friend, old guy, but he was handsome. To Tim, galactic greetings, George Takei. Yes, you interviewed me about the show, which was set and there were ghosts in the internment camps. Did you like that show? Yeah, I didn't watch it. Oh, okay. All right, so moving on.
But it was good. It wasn't as good as the first season.
The first season was way better. It was okay.
Oh, yeah.
It was okay. Here's some news that I don't like very much, and I'm sure that you'll all be able to weigh in on this. Grease prequel series Rise of the Pink Ladies is coming to Paramount. That gets an automatic no from me because it is not a sequel. It is a prequel. And how old do you think these pink ladies would be? The first thing that popped into my head, and I couldn't think of anything else, was middle school dropout. And then
it had to be like 16 at the most.
Right. Rise of the Pink Ladies. There's lots of problems with doing a prequel of a show set in the 1950s in 2021. The first of them being my first question, and I put this on in the show document, is why? Who's asking for this?
Executives that are looking for a franchise to rape.
Right. Right. And yeah, I can't put it any better than that. I don't understand. There's no.
They're trying to cash in on this High School Musical and all that shit.
Yeah, but that was 10 years ago.
I know, but I think, hey, we got these Grease people. We can do our own High School Musical.
Why don't they do a, you know, wouldn't it make more sense if you had Sandy and Danny's, I guess at this point it would be great grandchildren. So, or maybe the grandchildren have kids now. Sandy and Danny's grandchildren.
My idea is that Sandy and Danny have a kid and it's the 70s and the kid's going to school, high school, right, in the 70s.
That would be cool.
He's a nerd or whatever. And mm-hmm. Then he becomes cool by the end.
And then there's a guy who rides in a dune buggy who has cystic acne.
Yeah.
Bermudo.
What if it's like Sandy and Denny's grandkids?
Mm-hmm. And it's the 80s?
Now.
Oh, now. I'm saying it would be the great-grandkids.
And they're dating, you know, over the laptop computer with the masks on.
Let's mask up for the future. Masky, masky, masky. Don't want to get the vid.
I need a COVID rider.
COVID rider.
Grandpa Danny's trying to tell the granddaughter she shouldn't have a OnlyFans page.
Yeah, why you gotta be taking your clothes off for the people on the OnlyFans, showing everybody your little thingy thingy wingy?
I made $2.6 million in a week.
Yeah, but have some self-respect. Like, who are you? Up your nose with a rubber hose.
How about
wrong you show, Grandpa?
But her handle's Pussy Wagon.
Grease. Ass grease.
Yeah.
Grease. Completely terrible ideas. My wife's a huge fan of Grease. I mean, on the level of Jeff, maybe even more so, you know.
Oh, wow.
And really big fan of Grease. And I said, do you think this would be good? She went, nope.
All right, we got to get the two of them karaoke and hopelessly devoted to you.
You know, I saw that movie at a drive-in. And when I
should do Summer Nights because it has Man and Lady Bird.
Yeah. Oh, right. So does Hopelessly Devoted? No, it doesn't. Never mind. I'm sorry.
No, that's just Sandy.
This picture, yeah.
I remember this vividly. It's the summer of 1978. I'm in Wildwood, New Jersey. We're at a drive-in theater. My mom said, finally took me to see Grease. And we're sitting there in the drive-in theater. Meanwhile, I noticed
on Branded?
No, I'll tell you. They're on the other side, the other movie theater, they were showing a Bad News Bears movie. So I was watching that. Both of them at the same time. So this is the 1970s, 1978. My mom's friend had a kid and we both wanted some popcorn. They gave us money and said, here, go walk over there. So this is, you never do that now. You know, 7-year-old, 6-year-old kid walking from a car, walking past kids, people smoking dope. But anyway, I just remember Danny sitting on the in the swing set starting to sing Sandy. I just remember some guy going, what a fucking pussy. I just remember that. What a fucking pussy.
He wasn't wrong.
No, Grease does not need to be tinkered with unless you're going to do like we're talking about doing, you know, sequel type stuff or an homage to Grease with set in the 70s, 80s, 90s or today. But nothing.
Well, the thing about it is they're going to make it today, but Grease was very problematic. I mean, if you look at it based on today's views, it's very problematic. So are they still going to keep all that?
Well, you mean there weren't any trans people in it in the 1950s?
Well,
it was the weird fact that it was the 70s people doing 50s things,
right?
With 70s mentality. And you know, it doesn't scream. I mean, where would you start trying to, you know, incorporate that into modern era? Just
right.
And it's also like the prequels for Star Trek. You know, at least Star Trek had a diverse cast. Grease doesn't really have a diverse cast unless you're talking about some are Italians and some are Irish.
Right.
Oh, what about the what's her face? The tramp.
I assume she was Italian.
Well, yeah, was she Italian?
I don't know.
Italian.
What was she
supposed Latino?
Betty Rizzo.
Latinx. Whatever.
I don't know. Was she supposed to be Latino? They would have given.
I think so.
Rizzo is Italian.
Rizzo is Italian, like Frank Rizzo, Rizzoli.
Rizzo is Italian. I'm talking about what's her face that was with the pockmark.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Chi-Chi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess she could have been Italian, but who? I mean, Hispanic, but I don't know. What I'm just saying is that so they're going to do something in 2021 that's a prequel, and they will have a diverse cast. And then you go back and say you've never watched Grease and you get into this show and you're like, I'm going to watch Grease now that I've watched this show. What happened to all the minorities?
Well, yeah. And it wasn't great for minorities back then either. So,
oh,
I mean, I don't think
they're going to have a scene where somebody shows up to go to the rock and roll dance and they won't let them in.
Right. I mean, it's not going to be fun.
I think they pushed that with Porky's. They were able to tackle those issues for that time era.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
what'll really happen, I think, and this is a good thing, so, you know, all joking aside, what'll happen is they'll just cast it and you won't even care, it won't even matter, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't matter because you can put anybody in any role and it just doesn't matter. But I just think that's funny if you're an old person and you're really into Grease and you're, oh my god, what did they do to my movie? But you get the point. They'll cast it with a bunch of diverse people and it'll be great.
At least they're not rebooting.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's how you have to do things now. You just have to put everybody in it because they're just characters. So maybe they'll go that route, which is what I'm hoping. But I can't imagine it's going to be as good as Grease 2.
Nothing could ever be that good.
No. Grease 2 is the better of the two. Okay. You guys hear about this movie, Titane?
Mm-hmm.
The one with Rex, Simon Rex's movie?
And it's about a chick who has sex with cars, and it won the top prize at Cannes.
Oh. Yeah, and it got spoiled by Spike Lee. He was asked to announce the first winner of the night, and he announced the main winner of the whole thing, like right off the bat.
What did he do? He said the name wrong, or the...
The grand finale he did at the beginning.
Oh shit!
Yeah, they go okay, and for the first winner we have this evening, and he goes down to the bottom, just reads the main winner for the night. It's like, okay, everybody go home.
Shit. Well, like in his defense, though, it's because the French say first prize, because somebody else did this shit like 3 years ago, same crap, because it's first prize.
Warren Beatty. Yeah, Warren Beatty did it.
Warren Beatty.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's the plot of the movie. It's the story of a young woman who has sex with cars, kills without a care, and pretends to be a boy despite being pregnant by a vintage Cadillac. How could you not see that? How could you not? How does that not?
I'm going to watch the hell out of that.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to, well, I mean, shit, the porn ought to be hot. It'd be funny if the cars fucked her, though.
I know that's right.
How many Cadillacs have stick shifts?
I think it's the tailpipe.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen one with a stick shift.
I don't know. This movie looks interesting. Sounds interesting for sure. Oh, here's a picture of Spike Lee with his head. Why is he dressed like a conductor? Yeah, he's got a conductor's head on. Okay,
he's like a million. Old people can dress however they want.
Old people. Oh my god. If you could fuck a car, what one would it be and why?
I'm the only one that responded to this, I think.
Yeah. Well.
Oh. I thought you were just going to read it out the thing. I said I'd pick a smart car because I like brains and I'm not a size queen.
Okay. And then
you could fit the whole thing inside you, probably.
Yeah.
And then I also said in a DeLorean because it would probably be filled with Coke.
Yeah, there you go. At least the trunk would be.
Yeah.
How much Coke you'd have to do to fuck a DeLorean?
I never
find out.
My neighbor has a DeLorean, so why don't you come over? I'll introduce you to him.
All right.
Garage.
It's not going anywhere, I'm sure.
No, it goes up and down the street. Oh. He takes it to the different car shows, and I think he takes it to the thing I went to a couple weeks ago that you
caffeine
were
having. And octane.
Yeah, he goes there with it. I guess I would. It would have to be for me a Pinto because you know it blows up. Get too hard. Or a Gremlin, maybe anything with the engines in the back.
Mine was going to be Gremlin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Corvair.
I thought about Honda, but I'm not really into Asians. Look like that. What? So that's pretty much it. You guys see stuff that you want to talk about, post it in the doc and we'll talk about it. Those are the three that caught my eyes and ears this past week. There's tons of stuff to talk about, but a lot of it's too political and we're not going to talk about that stupid shit. I wanted to give a quick Dragon Con update. Pretty soon we are going to have an interview with our good friend Dan Carroll from Dragon Con. We love Dan. We talk to him a couple times a year and they have a great lineup. Let's all keep our fingers crossed that people get their goddamn vaccinations so nothing gets canceled. I'm looking forward to it because you got Battlestar Galactica, the 2.0 version of BSG. You got a lot of people from there. You got Jamie Bamber, who played Apollo Adama. You got James Callis, who played Baltar. Mary McDonnell stands with fist. President Laura Roslin and Edward James Olmos, who was Commander Adama, not Lauren Green. He's long since passed. And got this will excite Jeff and other people from Sid and Marty Croft fame. You have Land of the Lost characters, Holly played, you have Kathleen Coleman, who played Holly, Wesley Uhr, who played Will, and Philip Paley, who played Chaka. Does he talk like that? You've met all of them. Does Philip Paley talk like that in real life? Like Chaka?
He knows the language still.
Really?
Yeah.
My God. And
there's like a whole Pakuni dictionary. The language was created by a linguist at like Caltech or something.
Really?
So it's like an actual language and there's a dictionary and everything that they had.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That speaks least that.
Yeah. So Wesley Uhr said he'd come on the podcast, so we got to work that out.
No way.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's awesome. I hope there isn't an earthquake. that's cool. Good get. And then I'm excited because I get to meet my favorite of the rebooted doctors. I know a lot of people, it's a contentious point of view to have because everybody likes.
Good luck finding them. They hide those Doctor Who people in a special room.
Oh, then I guess I won't see him. But he was also in a lot of good shows. Most recently, I guess, what was the show that he was on? The Leftovers, right?
Yeah.
And he was really good in that show. Chris Eccleston's going to be here. He was the first of the Doctor reboots.
Yeah.
Rebooted Doctors. Out of all those, I like David Tennant and Matt Smith. And
that's he played in The Leftovers.
It was great. He was like the Reverend or something.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the preacher whose sister was God, banging somebody. I forget. I only watched season and a half of that and gave up on it. And then Billy Piper will be there, who played.
I'd like to meet her.
Rose. I know you would, because you like her from that other show she was on.
The Secret Diary of a Call Girl.
Yes.
Yes.
So that can't wait for Dragon Con. Let's take another quick break and come back, and we'll talk about what we watched. And we have a new feature courtesy of Mr. Jeff Leboff. All right, guys, let's thank another one of our amazing, awesome Radio Labyrinth sponsors. Hey, if you're looking for the perfect item to enhance your celebration, graduation, Father's Day is coming up or just went by. There's other holidays coming up or just went by. Check out Cardstock Creation Company. That is run by Lindsay Thomas. You can find her Etsy page at etsy.com/shop/cardstockcreationco. I'm sure if you just put in Cardstock Creation CO, you'll find it. We'll also put a link in the show notes, both on YouTube and in the RSS feed. Listen, if you need an advent calendar, a cake topper, doggy clothes, I mean, they got everything. Jewelry, koozies, milestone banners, birthday banners, confettis, cupcake toppers, and more. Again, Cardstock Creation Co. Steph, do you need any doggy clothes?
Always. I always need doggy clothes.
Okay.
And I live on Etsy.
I live on Etsy, too. A man cannot live on Etsy alone, though. Sometimes you need eBay, too. I don't know what I'm talking about. I need cupcake toppers like you wouldn't believe. So that's why I'm going to check out Cardstock Creation Co. on Etsy.
And we're back.
Another good and we're back. I like it. So what did everybody watch, and what is your staff pick? I'll start. I watched Physical. I think we're all into that show, Physical. Caitlin and I both love it. It's a lot of fun, and Rose Byrne is amazing. Do you guys know that she's with Bobby Cannavale?
Yeah.
I didn't. I looked
at
it.
Together for a long time.
He has a huge cock.
And she's so tiny.
I know. That's. I think about it the whole time. I mean, she must. Never mind. I don't want to be gross.
I mean, well, I can. I was not going to make that comparison. I was just going to say I can fit a large burger into my mouth.
Yep.
A fake one.
Oh, she's with Rory Scovel on the show, and we all like him, too.
Yeah, Rory Scovel is very funny, and I'm happy to see him. I didn't know he was an actor, so good for him. And he has a new comedy record that dropped this year, and I listened to it the other day, and it's also very funny. But you can find that on Spotify, Rory Scovel. But the cast of that show is really good, and, of course, our new friend Jordan from Snowfall that you guys talked to, which will be coming out on Wednesday, he's in it as well. So you guys should check it out. It's a fun show set in the early 1980s. And it's just, you know, what is her problem? She has bulimia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. But you don't see her acting out. You know that that's what she does. And
she's spending all her money on food and then puking it up.
Yeah, and her husband's...
There's, like, money issues that are, like, underlying everything.
Yeah, Rory Scovel, her husband's character, is running for some, you know, California assemblyman. Paul Sparks is in it. You guys will know Paul Sparks from Boardwalk Empire and also the Kevin Spacey, what was that show, the politics show, House of Cards. He's a great actor, and his character is... They're slowly unveiling what his deal is. You know what I'm saying? Do you guys like that character he is?
Mm-hmm.
He was, well, what was his name? Was it Nucky? No, that wasn't, it wasn't Nucky. I forget his name, but he was like the wisecracking sidekick on.
What was his name? Damn
on
it.
Boardwalk?
Yeah.
Boardwalk,
yeah.
Mickey Dole.
Nicky. Yeah. Nicky.
He was great on that show. That show is really, I know people heaped a lot of praise on it, but it's not like, it doesn't have the longevity or the talk that Sopranos or Deadwood get, but it is a fantastic show.
Oh yeah, and he was hot as hell on that Girlfriend Experience, the first season.
Oh, I didn't see that, but
he was really good in The Night Of too.
Oh yes, he was good in The Night Of.
Yeah.
I like this actress Della Saba, who plays Bunny.
I've been IG'ing the shit out of this bitch. She will not write me back.
Oh really? Well, maybe she's just like the real character. Deirdre Friel, who plays Greta, she is great. The way she plays that character is fantastic. And this guy, Lou Taylor Pucci, who plays Bunny's boyfriend, Tyler, the videographer, he's fantastic. You can't find anybody in the show that does a bad job. Al Madrigal is good. Jeffrey Arend is good. So check it out if you're into it and you're looking for something new to watch. Oh, you saw
good to see him bouncing back after Christina Hendricks dumped his ass.
Yeah. Well, who, Al?
No, the Jeffrey Arend.
Yeah, she did him a favor. She did him a favor. You know what I'd be like. I checked out a new series on Vice called Dark Side of the 90s, picking up where Dark Side of the Ring, Dark Side of Football. Now you have Dark Side of the 90s. Season one, episode one was about trash TV. So it was all about Jerry Springer and how that came to be. I knew that he was the mayor of Cincinnati. I did not know that he paid for a hooker with a check.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, that was.
I didn't know that.
Biggest gaffe he ever did. Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't know that.
The one thing I gleaned from it that I didn't know before was that when Jerry Springer first started out, it was like,
oh, a regular show. Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Donahue type show.
Yeah.
Where he was being serious and doing like topics and trying to be woke and shit.
Yeah.
And then that guy that they interviewed,
the producer guy
looked like a fucking porn producer.
Yeah, I know he did. Well, he really was a porn producer.
He came in and he changed everything and turned Jerry Springer into what it became.
Yep. So that's a good show. Everybody loves the 90s. That was the pinnacle for Gen X. And then I watched a movie. This is how I got into watching Fantasy Island and other old shows on Tubi. There's a documentary that came out in 2019. I think we may have talked about it, but I don't recall. And I'd never seen it before. J.R. Bob Dobbs and the Church of the Subgenius. You guys remember that?
I never saw the documentary, but I remember you guys being into that guy.
Yeah, it was a phony religion that started in the 70s and caught on a little bit in the 80s. And they started holding meetings, and I think the first meeting they held, like a couple of guys from Devo showed up. And like Mark Mothersbaugh and Jerry Cizal. I think Jerry Cizal passed away, didn't he? The guy from Devo. Well, he's in it because it's from 2019. And of course, you have Penn Jillette. A lot of famous people got into this. And it was sort of the goal was Slack, and Slack is whatever you mean. And it's a cool documentary. And you can see the evolution of it. And then you get to the 90s and all the horrible shit starts happening, like Columbine, and they get associated with that for some reason, even though they shouldn't have been. And then meme culture, which a lot of the stuff that they did. See, a lot of these are people, they call themselves the subgeniuses because they're not genius enough to become millionaires, but they are subgenius enough to start a religion like L. Ron Hubbard and make a lot of money. And they're talking about all the stuff they used to do. They used to like make little audio montages and clip art montages. And I used to do that stuff obsessively. And, you know, if I'd known about this stuff, I probably would have joined years ago, but I did have the book and looked into that. But it's a cool documentary if you remember it, or if you just want to see a nice slice of Americana from that era, it's a good flick. It's J.R. Bob Dobbs and the Church of the Subgenius. And you can see it on Tubi, among other places, but it's free on Tubi. And my staff pick, I poo-pooed these and made fun of them with my drawing that I did of Oreo flavors. And I believe my flavor that I drew was tomato and testicle. Well, to be fair, they were sheep testicles, you know, edible ones. But no, I went out and bought the salted caramel brownie Oreos, and they were really good, but they're not good if you eat like 10 of them in a row and then come back a little while later and eat more. And then you look at your leavings and they look just exactly like the cookies. So everything in moderation, I do say, but they are really, really good.
I don't remember these Oreos having corn in them.
Or meat. No, the Oreos have salt on them. And it's really good. So that's what I watched and my staff picks.
I want to try those.
Mm-hmm. They'll sound good.
I watched Kotla up to episode 5.
I got to get into the show.
It's a slow burn, so
very yeah. But it's beautiful to watch.
Dark, I can get through this.
Yeah. But yeah, it's really good. Evil, episode 5 as well. I guess this would be after the elevator episode, so this is the zombie episode.
It was a good one.
Yeah, it was. I like how they're kind of breaking up the story a little bit more in this one. Instead of being such a linear story, they're, you know, everyone's kind of an individual but has a backbone of the story going through it, the right. Series. But still enjoying that. I'll listen to Two Bears, One Cave podcast. Now that's Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer. But Bert's been in Siberia doing his movie, The Machine. So they've had guests on taking his place. And this past week they had Mark Maron on with Tom. So Tom Segura and Mark Maron going back and forth talking about the, you know, the industry and what they did through the pandemic. And it was a little over an hour. So it was really good. And I started Audible. I started The Green Mile, which I'd started reading the individual books a few years ago, but only made it through two of them. So I just wanted to listen to the whole thing straight through. And it's done by Frank Mueller. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really, it's good. And my staff pick, by the time this comes out, it'll already be out on Netflix, but season two of The Movies That Made Us.
Right.
They put another one of those out. This one's got Jurassic Park, Back to the Future, Forrest Gump, and Pretty Woman. You know, I like trivia, so it always pulls out some pretty cool trivia on each one.
Season one, even though I didn't care for a couple of the movies that they did, but I still watch them all anyway.
Still,
yeah, they do. They make it fun to watch. Yeah. I mean, they tell you facts and stuff that you'd still like to know, even if you didn't really care for the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
And you get all that nostalgic feel, so that's good too. I love nostalgic feelings. Like when things worked. Society, I mean, not my penis. Go ahead. Who's next?
I watched the finale of Loki, which I guess if we want to, we could do a special episode about it and talk about it.
Hey, you know, tune into the latest episode of Mike TV where they break it down in our SSP.
I watched the latest episode of Alone. Season 8, where our gal Rose, who we have coming up on the podcast in the future, she scared the hell out of me. I don't know if any of you watched it, but she almost tapped out.
Yeah, she was getting
was getting stalked by a bear, and it looked she was gonna tap out. I kept going, no, put that thing away.
Hey bear.
Yeah. I watched Man versus History. Who I was trying to get that guy, the host of that show. It just started last night on History Channel.
Or does he go back in time and fight history?
No, he examine like the legend of Billy the Kid on this first episode. Okay. Like, could he have done the things that he is rumored to have done, and like how did he escape from the prison and all that stuff? And it was pretty good. And maybe we could circle around and try and get him again. But
sure.
He was he's a storyteller. He was a good host, I thought. He looks he's like a poor man's Jeff Foxworthy, kind of.
You might be a redneck if. Yeah.
And my staff pick is Kevin Smith's Masters of the Universe, which hits Netflix on the 23rd. So if you're listening to this on Saturday, it's out already.
Nice. So is it
animated? It looks cool as hell.
Yeah, it's the same company that did the Castlevania animations on Netflix. The same production company did all the animation for it, and it looks amazing. I mean, it looks really good.
I hate He-Man when it was on, but
I was too old for He-Man originally, but I think this is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah,
I mean the original one was, I mean the storytelling was infant, you know, designed for 3-year-olds. Yeah. So
it just seems like we were too old when it came out.
Not me. I watched it every day after.
Yeah, I had everything.
He-Man. Oh my god.
Yeah. You guys are a couple years younger than us.
Yeah.
Oh, Snake Mountain with that microphone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So pimp.
The Echo microphone.
Mm-hmm. Nope. All about that. I had my Manny faces.
Yeah, and it gets stuck because you'd get stuff stuck in the head so it wouldn't flip around anymore.
Exactly. I watched American Horror Stories, spinoff. I liked it.
Set my DVR to tape it, but then I remembered that they're showing it on Hulu, right?
Yeah. It's FX on Hulu. Yeah.
Is it a series or are they just little movies?
It's an anthology series, so it's different. Yeah, it's a different story. Like the first one, there's a part one and two, but it takes place in the murder house from season one.
Okay. But it's not like a whole season of American Horror Story, which starts out good and then shits the bed. Like
exactly. That's what makes this so much better, is because he can wrap that shit up before it goes off the rails. And it's super gory, creepy, weird. I really liked it. But Paris Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
She's a she's a good little actress, man. She's,
good for her.
She's pretty. She is beautiful.
I'm glad she climbed out of that dark place she was in. So good for her.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, and she's a good little actress. I really hope you see her in more stuff in the future.
Yeah, me too.
And I watched part two of the Fear Street saga. Part one, I wasn't that into. 1994. 1978, I really liked a lot. It was, you know, total at the camp, slasher at the camp, the whole shebang. Very gory, very gritty. And it was fun. You know, they did it like in that style too of,
yeah.
You know, it's what's her face? The little redheaded girl from Stranger Things. She was one of the stars of it.
Daniel Cooksey?
No. I know who you mean though. Oh. Is the third one out? A lot of people, I think, are saying that the third one's going to be the best one.
Third one is out, and I started to watch it, but it takes place like in the 1700s. And I mean, anytime people are starting to call each other goody this and goody that, I just can't. I don't care. Even if it is gory. I only like, the only thing I like Goody Mob. That's about it. But and then The White Lotus, that new series on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Did you watch both of them?
I only watched the first one so far.
Okay.
I liked it a lot. It's
The White Lotus.
It's written by Mike White.
Yeah.
School of Rock and all that.
You can tell that the writing is humorous and the dialogue is great, but Connie Britton is wonderful. Jake Lacy, who I absolutely loved on I'm Dying Up Here. I thought he was so good. He's such a Alexandra Daddario, or however the hell you pronounce her name.
And Sydney Sweeney. They're both in this. This is like my new I Know What You Did Last Summer show.
Yeah. I know you probably just I don't want to know what you did when she got into the pool in that bikini and she was showing up those little high school bitches that were giving her shade. And then she popped off her thing and they were like, what the fuck? Yeah.
The show is super fucked up. Can't compete. That's why it's good.
All
right.
There's some weird shit going on.
I mean, at the very beginning, Jake Lacy's at the airport and you find out that he was just on his honeymoon and his wife is in a coffin getting put on this plane.
Okay.
And then they're telling the story backwards. So you're watching it all the while knowing that Alexandra Daddario, she's going to end up dead at some point on this honeymoon. But you don't know how yet.
Right.
So anyway, it's definitely a you and Caitlin show. I can definitely see you guys getting into it.
I'll see if she likes it.
Yeah, HBO, Sunday nights.
Yeah. And the staff pick, of course, is my Graham Central Station. I took a cue from you, Tim. Mm. If you haven't had it, you only get it in July at Brewster's, but it's graham cracker ice cream with chocolate shavings and little crumbles of graham cracker all in it.
Oh.
It's so good. I mean, it's so good.
Butter pretzel's looking pretty good, which is in the image you posted.
It's not as good as you think.
Okay.
It looks better. The graham is that's where it's at. It's all at the graham.
If we're doing food picks, I'll throw a plug in for my Ben & Jerry's thick mint ice cream.
That did look good, Jeff.
It just came out. It's freaking delicious.
That's part of the topped series, isn't it?
Yeah, there's like a chocolate ganache and chocolate chips on top. And then inside, there's these little chocolate cookie crunchy balls. The ice cream's mint and it's not green.
So that means it's really good. Yeah. The best mint is not dyed green.
Right.
You're right. I like the mint chocolate chip that doesn't look like green. Right.
Friars.
Give it a shot. Thick mint, it's called Ben & Jerry's.
Okay. If you have a commercial or residential construction printing need, we have the hookup for you. The name of the company is LDI Repro Printing of Athens, Georgia, not Athens, Greece. The one in Athens, Greece, they're not going to get it to you on time. But the one in Athens, Georgia has been in business since 2005. Steph knows the guy who runs it. He's a cool cat, and they have super fast turnaround and affordable prices. So if you understand what we're talking about, and that is something that you're in the market for, call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com. All right, so we have a new feature this week that we're going to hopefully continue, and it is brought to you by Jeff Leboff. What's it called, Jeff?
Views or Snooze.
Views or Snooze. These are 3 to 5 new things coming out this week. that we'll all vote for either views, which means thumbs up, or snooze, which means thumbs down. So let's do it round table style. Jeff, you list them off and we'll go around the horn.
Number one, the Olympics.
Snooze.
Snooze. I'm a snooze. I might watch a little bit of the opening ceremonies, but that's it.
I'm a snooze.
Yeah,
I'm snooze as well.
I will watch the soccer team if they're losing. I'll be rooting against them.
Turner and Hooch on Disney. This is the reboot where Tom Hanks is dead and his son gets teamed up with a dog.
Snooze.
Snooze.
Yeah, the first movie wasn't any good, so I don't think this one will be good either.
Right.
Snooze.
Yeah, we're all snoozing that one. Then there's coming up this week also is a Woodstock 99 documentary on HBO.
Views. I want to see that.
Yeah, me too. Views.
I might people consider always that.
See women getting raped in piles of shit.
There was a ton of controversy about like the $9 waters and shit, right?
Yeah.
And didn't people like freak out and start trashing stuff?
There's fires there. That's why I want to watch it. I'm going to give it a view, even though if given the choice, if a time machine and tickets to go to that one or the original, I'd go to the original because I like that music a little bit better.
Brother, I mean, nothing's ever going to top the original Woodstock movie documentary.
My brother went to this show and he met, if you're a Stern fan or he met the guy that used to carry the John 3:16 sign around. You know who I'm talking about if you're a Stern fan. I can't for the life of me. Melrose Larry Green, he met him there. I have a picture of him with him. But yeah, I'll check it out just because it's supposedly the Gen X Woodstock. But again, I would have rather gone to the original.
I like the tagline that everybody's using on it, though. All that mud that y'all played in, it was shit.
Yeah.
That's the tag.
Number four, Ted Lasso season 2 starts this week. Super looking forward to that. It's a views for me for sure. You guys should really check it out. I've been
gonna do it.
I've been telling y'all, but
I watched the first episode.
Right.
But I didn't continue on with it because Neil wasn't into it. So I just gotta watch this one on my own.
It's so great, and it's such a positive, feel good show. It's like
that's what he hated about it. He doesn't like nice things.
Caitlin, go ahead.
It just makes you feel good. It's a great, fun, touching show, and there's no other shows like it on TV, and it's very positive.
I like his character better on the Detroiters.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't watched it yet. Yes. Caitlin, on his head. Caitlin and I have been talking about watching it. Someone had told her it was good, and I brought it up. We saw a teaser for it before physical, and so I think we're going to start it from the beginning. So that's a view.
I recommend you do.
Yes. Dustin?
I'll give it a watch. I haven't watched any of them, but hearing everything about it and, you know, all the awards it's nominated for as well. I mean, mm-hmm. it's got to be worth, you know, the watch. Not that I didn't take Jeff's word for it to begin with, but yeah, there's so much around it now that, I'll give it a watch for sure.
That's great. So that's a views from all of us.
Yes, sir.
And then the last one is the Space Jam a new legacy movie.
That's snooze for me.
I was all views for a long time until I started seeing some of the actual commercials and trailers and stuff, and now I'm a snooze.
Yeah, the first one isn't that great, but again, it has that nostalgic pull to it. Plus, it's Michael Jordan, who everybody likes. He's not polarizing. Right. LeBron, I'm not a big fan of, and not because of him recently. I just never really cared for him all that much.
No Bill Murray in this new one, right?
Yeah, and the rabbit, female rabbit, doesn't have boobs. That's the big. Oh, I don't care about that. But the voices don't sound right to me, and I can't get into any of these Warner Brothers things where you don't have. And I know it sucks, and it's stupid, and all that. I know it's stupid, but I can't get used to the voices. Like
I hated the old one. I hate.
Yeah, I didn't like it either. I didn't like it.
Cartoons mixed with live action.
What?
I like Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit?
No, hate it. The only thing I ever liked was season one of Happy, and I had to really, really push hard.
Right. You didn't like Cool World with Brad Pitt?
No.
That was pretty bad.
That was pretty shitty.
God.
It was really, really shitty. But the first one, I'm with Steph. I mean, it has, to me, a nostalgic pull to it. But other than that, it wasn't that good of a film.
I like my Looney Tunes. They're in the 40s.
Yep.
Yeah, Mel Blanc.
50s. Maybe they're Tiny Toons. I'll take some Tiny Toons, but that's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree. That's the snooze from all of us.
Yep.
That's the snooze. Jeff, I like this. So let's do it every week.
Yeah. It's fun. Yes.
That's cool.
Agreed.
So you guys be on the lookout for our next interview show, which drops Wednesday. It'll be Jordan R. Coleman, who is from Snowfall and also from the show Physical, where we got to see him and Jeff and Steph talked to him. Thanks again to our previous guest, Zach Lampla, and keep listening because we have lots of guests lined up for you and of course, to our weekly show. There's a big event coming up for Barkville Dog Rescue. Steph, why don't you tell everybody about it?
Well, it's if you have a business and you're trying to get your, some good kind of karma happening for you. I don't know. You could sponsor us in our 5K Race for Their Lives. We do this every year. And it's September 18th this year. And there's like three different sponsorship levels. And you'll get your name on one of our T-shirts. We'll put your crap in the bag that we give out. I mean, people are definitely going to know that you are a kind, caring person and you're trying to save these dogs that these assholes are dragging back to the shelter in droves because, you know what, though? I think if they do shut down, they'll go and get them back again. So that might work out for the dogs. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Drop them back off at their house. There you go, asshole. You're not doing anything.
So if you guys could do that, if you have a business, like I said, or if you can get your boss or somebody that would like to do it, I'll post the information and we would love to have as many sponsors as we could. We're trying to raise as much money as we can. And Sunday, August 1st, Caffeine and Octane will be out there again. And I'm actually running this event with our founder, Kimberly Murphy. So yeah, come out, guys. We appreciate it. It's probably going to be hot as crap. And we're sweltering and looking at cars. So
awesome.
I think it's like from 7:30 to 11:30 or so.
So to find out more about everything, go to barkvillerescue.org.
Woof.
Woof. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thanks to you guys. And until next time, please remember to keep it canon. All right, now we're going to thank all of our Radio Labyrinth Patreon producers right here live and then recorded. And then, you know, in a couple months, we'll do a new one. If you'd like to become a Radio Labyrinth Patreon supporter, you can just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. We have lots of different levels, lots of different rewards. But the producers, you come in at $25 and up and you get yourself a T-shirt and then you are an actual producer of the show. So you get credited every single week. And I want to start off with our general managers. Those are people who have been with us 4 years or longer. You guys feel free to jump in on that. We have Mr. Eric Malmstrom.
Oh, yes. He just won our big Barkville prize.
Oh, yeah. What did he win?
$3,000 in recliners.
Days to listen to Radio Labyrinth and also donate to Barkville. Keith Tate has been with us since October 2016, and so is Eric. Matt Carter has been with us since November of 2016, and Chad Shepard has been with us since October of 2017. That's pretty, pretty awesome. Thank you, guys. And Chad Shepard is the gentleman and scholar who had the Redbox troll made into a doll, and then he gave it to me, and I think and I can't wait to scare my child with it. okay. All right, by the way, these are silly radio things that I came up with. Program directors, if you've been 2 to 3 years, I don't know what I'm at the division. You got Sean Hall. He's a very awesome dude. He just made a big move. I'm not going to tell you where he moved to, but he just made a big move, and he's loving living in the suburbs, the country life. He's been with us since April of 2018. We also have Mike D, been with us since August of 2018. And John Sutherland, who is another awesome dude. Who had this really cool thing made for me. It's, I drew, Demented Don and the Donalds. Donald Trump is every member of KISS. and he had it, you know, put on plexiglass, and it's really cool.
Aww.
And I'm also going to put that in Gil's room, in his crib, so he can look at it. He's been with us since December of 2018. DJ, spit of the hits for up to 2 years or less. We have Mr. Tim Slayton, who's been around since November of 2019. Brian Smith, who we just saw recently as well out in Conyers, him and him.
Chelsea Dubois.
That's right, Chelsea Dubois. Thank you guys very much. Chris Chandler, who's been around since December of 2020. Todd Ellis, January of 2020. Roby Neely has been around since November of 2019, and you can catch Mr. Roby Neely. You can catch him on our show sometimes, and he's on Mike TV. And our most recent, Marty Johnson, who came on board in May of 2021. So thank you very much, Marty Johnson. And I want to throw this out to our assistant producers, Emily Warren and Buck Monterey. Emily's been with us since May of 2018, and Buck Monterey been with us since December of 2017. Thank you all very much for being producers. Again, if you'd like to sign up, you don't have to be a producer. We have all sorts of levels and tiers. Go to
patreon.com/TimAndrews.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And now back to baby stuff.
Please hang up and try again.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.